Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Today is Friday, what we call Feel the Fire Friday on the Morning Motivation Broadcast. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I welcome you today as we tackle life's everyday issues, your issues, my issues, your friends' issues, everyone's issues, with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. Now, every day, Monday through Friday, at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am right here with you. We tackle a new topic. We have group prayer. And then I assign a new task at the end of each broadcast. Well, our topic for this morning is effectual, fervent prayer, because on Feel the Fire Fridays, we deal with your prayer requests and your testimonies, and then we go into some intercessory prayer. So our word for this morning comes from the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. This will be a very short teaching because I got some prayer requests to deal with, and I'm excited. I'm excited about praying. Because I know that God is still a prayer answering God. Do you know that this morning? God is still, hallelujah, a prayer answering God. And that's our focus today, effectual, fervent prayer. God is still a prayer answering God. While you get your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, and everything you need to know here prior powerful morning motivation broadcast, even access my separate law office site from my ministry site, and that is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D. fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults. I'm sorry, I'm reading from the KJV. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, or a righteous woman availeth much, or a righteous church availeth much. So we are going to be going into prayer this morning about all the things that are on my heart and spirit, all the things that are on your heart and spirit, the things that people have asked me to pray about today, as we break every chain in your life with the knowledge that God is still a prayer answering God. I just want to encourage you as we prepare to go into prayer to remember that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. On yesterday, there were some things that I needed resolution about or peace about. You ever had that feeling where you just had so many things going on in your life? Things related to your family, things related to your friends, things related to your profession, things related to your spirit. Really, for the last 2 days, I've just been hit from every side. And it was so funny because on Wednesday, my message was, what do you do when life demands more from you than you have to give? And I taught you how to just reach deep, deep down, way down, and pull out your second wind and find that strength within yourself to go forward as Jacob did in the book of Genesis. And so many things were hitting me. And by that afternoon, I just felt exasperated, as if I truly could not go forward. And my own teaching, my own word came back to me, and I just started laughing out loud. I said, I taught this same thing this morning. So let me reach way down and find that strength, that power that the Lord has given me to overcome all things. And then that got me through that day. Then on yesterday, it was the same thing. It was a duplication of Wednesday, yet this was an internal battle and struggle on yesterday. So I said, I need to do what I have to do to resolve this in my mind. And I did that. So I went for broke, as I taught you how to do when I said on Wednesday, sometimes you just got to go for broke and all out effort, risk everything, so that you know what the end is going to be, or you move forward towards your purpose. So I did that on yesterday, and I praise the Lord, because now that area is resolved in my mind. It's fixed. I know exactly what I'm going to do. That's what we're going to be praying about for you this morning, and a continual process for me as we go into prayer. So the prayer requests that I have dealt with praying for healing, praying for broken marriages, praying for finances. I have some people who are going through real strain financially, and I'm not reading every prayer request individually or speaking everyone individually, because we only have 15 minutes on the broadcast. I have people who need prayer for their legal matters, and if there's anyone on the broadcast live who wants to speak a prayer request, please press 1. Before I go into prayer, and I'll let you speak yours on air, but I'm going through the prayer requests that I have. I have prayer requests for incarcerated children, and I have prayer requests this morning for people to deal with their depression and for people to live as better Christians. It's amazing, isn't it? All that we are going through in our lives. But I praise the Lord this morning, because the answer lies in Jesus. All right, let's begin to go before the Lord in prayer. Just begin to thank the Lord wherever you are. I want you to get into a prayer mindset. I'm just on fire. My soul feels so good this morning. I know that God is a prayer answering God. My soul, hallelujah, loves Jesus. Come on and praise the Lord. My soul, hallelujah, loves you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My soul, does your soul love Jesus? And I bless your name all day. I love the Lord all day. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. Come on and magnify him this morning all day. I love you, Lord, and I bless your name. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin. Father, we come together knowing that you are in our presence this morning, because you said wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in the midst of them. Wherever at least two of us will come together, touching and agreeing on any issue, any matter, anyone. God, you would be there and you would answer wherever we come, Lord, placing a petition before you. We have the petition that we desired. So, Lord, we come this morning in faith and not doubting. We come, Father, praying for finances this morning. Lord, you know the need of your people. You know those, Father, who are in financial duress. Father, who are bound because the finances are not there naturally. They may be working. They may be unemployed. They may be trying to get a job. Maybe some type of catastrophe has occurred. Maybe the plans that they had didn't work out the way we planned it. But Father, we stand on your word in Psalm 50 and 10 that the cattle on 1,000 hills belong unto you, that whatever it is that we need, in other words, Father, these things are already in your hands. So this morning, we come invoking your word that it would manifest in our daily lives. Father, that you would rain down financial blessings on people. God, whether it's some kind of promotion, whether it's a blessing through someone else, whether it's money that you've had for them that has not yet been released, Father, we stand on your word in Philippians 4 and 19 that you, as our God, shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, you own the whole world. So we come in agreement this morning for those people listening who need a financial blessing. We're not believing, God, that we just pull a lever. We're not believing that they got to type amen on Facebook. We're not saying, God, that they have to walk around and say, bless me, bless me, bless me 100 times. We're coming to you because you are the source. And Father, we come breaking financial chains in their lives. We believe that if we ask you for it, we will have it because your word says we have not because we ask not. So we are asking this morning for you to open up spiritual doors, for you to open up natural doors, to make ways out of no way. God, you are a prayer answering God and your sovereign. Bless financially this morning. In the name of Jesus, do a new thing, Lord. You know every need. Now answer the needs this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come praying for marriages this morning. For those, Father, who are on the brink of separation, those who are on the brink of divorce, those who are engaged and they're thinking about breaking off, those in relationships, Father, we stand on your word in Genesis 2, 24 and 25. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and he'll cleave unto his wife, Lord, and they will be one flesh, and that they are able to be naked one before one another. In other words, vulnerable, show every flaw and not be ashamed. Now, Father, you know that the enemy desires to sift these marriages as wheat. He desires to destroy them, to cause adversity and hostility because a house that is divided cannot stand. When people are divided against one another in the home, that means your victory is not there. Your joy is not there. Your peace is not there. So, Father, this morning I come believing with them that you are a restorer of the marriage. You are a repairer of the breach. Help them, Lord, to seek your will, to seek your will, to go into intercessory prayer for one another and with one another. If they need counseling, give them the strength, the will, and the mind to seek counseling from a Christian counselor. Father, whatever it is that they need that is destroying the home, we come against it and we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. You said whatsoever we bind on earth, you bind that same thing in heaven. We bind the divorce. We bind the separation. Father, we bind the animosity. We bind the hate. We bind the I've fallen out of love. Help them fall back in love again, Jesus, with the love they first had for one another. The way that they loved each other and the way that they flirted with one another, the way that they covered one another, the way that they talked with one another, the time they spent with one another. Help them, Lord, and restore that marriage, Father. Father, you are able to do it. Help them, Lord God, to live it the way that you want them to live, so that they are witnesses, Lord God, one to another, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, this morning, hallelujah, we come praying for the children in the homes, those who are disrespectful or they're incarcerated, whatever the vice is, whatever the afflictions are. Bring them back into alignment with your word, Father, that they honor their parents, as you said in Ephesians 6:2, that their days may be long, because that's the first commandment with promise. If they are incarcerated, cover them in the blood of Jesus. Place your angels all around them. Don't let death find them there. Don't let them lose their humanity. Don't let them become institutionalized. Lord, you know I became an attorney after my brother was incarcerated. I know how it feels to be the family member. Woo, Jesus. Worried about your loved one incarcerated, hoping that they're going to make it out alive. 5 long years we travailed for my brother, Jesus. Father, there are people here who have children, loved ones. They got husbands. They got brothers. They got family members and friends incarcerated for more years than that. And Father, they are afraid. But God, we know that our fear is made perfect in you when we give it to you, because perfect love casts out fear. Cover them, Lord, wherever the wayward children may be. And even the children who are in alignment with your word, cover our children. Protect them, Lord. Protect them from drugs. Protect them, Father, from police brutality. Protect them, Lord, from wrong decisions that impact their lives forever. I know you're able in the name of Jesus. Father, bless even that the parents in the marriage, the husbands will love their wives as their own bodies, just as you loved us in Ephesians 5:25. Bless the wife to submit unto the husband, so that for their children, they are a godly example. And now, Lord, we come praying for healing this morning. Father, we got listeners with cancer. We got listeners with AIDS. We got listeners with diabetes, Lord. We got listeners with heart problems. We got listeners with mental issues. But your word says in Isaiah 53, Lord, 4:5, that by your stripes they're healed. By your stripes I'm healed. So, Lord, we come standing on your word this morning that you are healing them even right now. You said in James 5:14-16, if there's any sick among you, call for the elders of the church and let them pray. We come praying for their healing right now. And finally, Lord, we pray for those who have no peace, who have no joy. Maybe it's due to one of the things we've already prayed about, or a combination of those situations, where they truly feel at this point that life is demanding more than they have to give. Some of them are feeling like giving up. Some may be suicidal. Some may just say, I can't go any further. I've done all I can do, and I just can't take it anymore. Some are waving the white flag and surrendering. But, Lord, I come in agreement this morning that you will restore their joy, their peace. Your word says in John 14:27, my peace I give unto you. Not the kind of peace that the world gives, but my peace. And in Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Now, Lord, we come praying for joy. We come praying for supernatural joy. We come praying for supernatural spiritual and mental deliverance. Father, we speak that Satan has no more hold. He has no victory. He has come in to try to steal, kill, and destroy. But you've come that they may have life, and that more abundantly. In your name this morning. Oh, God, we come believing everything that we prayed for. We come believing that it's done. And for anything I didn't have time to pray for any issue that the time will not allow me to go into further, Father, you know it. You see it, because you sit high and you look low. I come speaking that it's done. I come speaking that the blessings have pushed through. I come speaking, Lord God, that everything that we prayed for is done in the name of Jesus. I come speaking that Satan has no authority in the name of Jesus over anyone listening to this broadcast. But Lord, we are servants of the Most High. Woo, we are a holy nation. We're, Father, we are those who are peculiar, set aside for the master's use. And we move forward in victory. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. We move forward in victory. Say it out loud. Today, I have the victory. Woo, just come on and magnify the Lord. Praise him wherever you are. Shout, wave your hands, speak in tongues. I mean, you ought to be victorious now. Say, today, I have the victory. Believe it. Today, I have the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. We have, praise the Lord, run out of time. So the only announcement I'm going to give you, because I want everyone to stay in the Word, is to go back through the teachings this week so that you can encourage your soul. So all over the weekend, go to the website, fillthefire.com, and then go to the morning motivation page, and there you can hear all of the broadcasts since this morning motivation began this year. But definitely this week, I have focused on your ability to stand, to transition, your ability to hold on. And I tell you, even yesterday, it is that simple. If God says it, that settles it. The day before, what do you do when life demands more than you have to give? Go back and encourage yourself in the Word. We have prayed, and now we seal this prayer that God will do not only what we ask him, but above everything we ask him to do today. Woo! I tell you what, I got my peace this morning. I got my peace yesterday, and I got my peace this morning. Y'all better watch out, because I'm on fire. And you better start getting ready for some fired up word. I'm at peace now, and I can go forward in what God has me to do. You ought to be feeling that same way this morning. Come on and magnify the Lord. I'll see you for breakfast Monday morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Call in 323-870-4180. We will change. Magnify the Lord. We will change. I hear.